Action Park Media.
Get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 21.
Richie.
Brian Wilson.
Richard Pod.
Brent Sutter.
Stan Makita.
Wow.
Yeah.
Treasure chest over
Kyle
there.
Kyle Okposo.
Yeah.
Was that Peter Forsberg.
There you go. Hello, darkness. I hate when that happens, man. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and a vision that was planted in my brain still remains.
You sounded a little low.
Yeah, I am.
You want to pick me up?
I'm disappointed.
He's down. Ooh, you got it. Is that smelling salt?
Ooh. Yeah.
What does that say?
Ooh.
Hockey smelling salts.
Wow.
Yeah. Wanted to apologize to you guys, Quick Shift audience. It's kind of been one last night.
Huh.
Yeah.
Still look a little glossy-eyed.
Well, that was the salts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you worried about me?
You were in one.
I was just fucking depressed about the Bruins, and I was up late, had a few drinks, and I don't know, my performance. I was sulky yesterday. I just wanted to apologize.
All right.
Confessional accepted.
Yeah.
All right, while we're doing a little therapy before we get into these clips, Sean, what's going on, bro? I got kicked
in the gut. Well, first of all, let's talk about the Rangers. I got double kicked, okay? I'm disappointed about how they played last night. I said some things about Jersey, be careful about Jersey, but listen, I bleed blue, all right? I bleed blue, and when I say, you know, Trouba, you're hit, bro. It was 4 games too late. Kevin says game 5. I say game 4, okay? Mm. After you lose the first one at home, that's when we need that hit, bro. Not with 2 minutes left in the game in game 7 or whatever it was. That I need big-time players to play big-time games. That's how you win. That's how you win. And I'm disappointed because, you know, the Islanders, that's a fucking rivalry that should have been taken a little bit more seriously. And I want some answers. I want Adam Fox to have to say, you know what? I didn't fucking step up this series. I didn't step up, okay? I want Trouba. I want Panarin. I want all those guys. I want Patrick Kane and I want Tarasenko because, wow. And I just got goosebumps. Two monster acquisition deadline deals. Yeah. Where the fuck were they?
Well, and this is what I've always been curious about this, Sean. You've been in situations like that, whatever it is. Is it all people talking behind each other's backs, or is it like pointing fingers? Is there a room where they get together and people take accountability, or accountability is assigned, or how do those conversations go?
Well,
I mean, is Patrick Kane going, well, Panarin, you didn't exactly light up the board either. I mean, how do those conversations happen? Are they unspoken, or are they in the office, or is it everybody talking behind each other's backs?
Well, I think that, you know, hopefully Larry Brooks is going to make some people answer some questions, you know, just go on the record. I'm fine, but just say, you know what? I let everybody down. I let the city down, and I let the team down, and hopefully I get another opportunity to get this back at a certain point, you know, but I guess the question that I want to ask is, you know, Chris Drury put this team together, right? And the buck has to stop.
Well, you can't blame the Chris Drury who went, you got Tarasenko and Patrick Kane.
Yeah, and
so you want to run him out of town?
No, I think that those were two decisions that were the wrong decisions, to be honest with you. Okay? Because look at New Jersey.
You
with
did
these
say
young,
that about Patrick Kane.
And I said Tarasenko's a question mark. Like, which one are we going to get?
Do you think that's the wrong decision because it was too late in the season? Or do you think it was the wrong decision altogether?
They didn't have time to gel?
Yeah.
No, I think it was the wrong decision altogether. And you have to build a team to win in the playoffs. And all that star power, you know, you're not dealing with, okay, if you know, in Detroit 2002, there was like 10 of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So there was also a competitiveness in the game back then where if you let your teammates down, you knew it, and you knew you had to fucking get back going.
Yeah.
All right? And it doesn't seem like that accountability's here. And it sucks. And part of that is on Drew. Yeah, I think
what
Drew made...
What is happening today is what I want to know.
Well, they're having exit meetings. And no.
So does they say to Kreider, like, dude, you killed it. Great job. See you next year. Well, and Patrick Kane, we got to talk?
Well, you kind of... Well, what Kane's not... He doesn't have another year left, right?
No, 1 year deal.
So, you know, what do you say? What are you going to do? You going to beat a dead horse? You make them answer the questions in the press. And honestly, Gallant, I mean, fuck, I'll start with the GM and then I'll go to the coach, okay? Because Gallant's not John Cooper. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get that pass. This was the year, right? When you've won three cups or two cups or back-to-back cups and yet your team's tired, it's a different conversation. But this was, they were all in, bro.
Yep,
the Rangers.
All in.
Right.
So who answers the question? Not just the players.
That's my question. Right. Other people have to answer.
Tarasenko goes in for his exit meeting. Kaner goes in for his exit meeting. Who would you keep? Tarasenko, Kane?
Neither of them. Get rid of both of them. Yes, brother. I find dogs that are in the AHL that are ready to make the step.
Yeah.
And I build a third and a fourth line that are all on minimum deals that are animals. Yeah. That all they're going to do is fucking chip pucks, hungry on pucks, and love the game to a level that you're going to have to tame them and you're going to have some growing pains with them maybe over the course of the season. Mm-hmm. But you're going to get fucking hungry dogs like the New Jersey Devils are. Yeah. Hungry dogs.
We praise Lafreniere.
I've been
saying earlier episodes.
He's a bust.
I think he's gonna click eventually and strangely be real. I think he's gonna be great, but where was he, man? I don't know if he's gonna click.
Yeah.
Keandre Miller, come on, bro. Where are you? You know, this is the biggest fucking market in the world. You have one opportunity to kind of cement yourself.
Yeah.
Like they could have went on a run and Patrick Kane, legend in Chicago, could have been a legend in New York City for the rest of his fucking life.
And I gotta imagine that's what he was thinking too.
Well, that's why he chose that team.
Right.
He had the choice.
Yep.
Why didn't he go to Dallas? Right.
Why didn't he go to the Islanders? Yeah.
The Islanders.
Yeah. I mean, you could have probably gone
the Devils.
Right.
Mm.
But you know what? The Devils don't want Patrick Kane.
Right.
He fucking slows that team down. You don't need that.
Here's the other thing. Like, let's not just gloss over this. And Scotty, apologies, but you know, Boston wins the President's Trophy and then loses to the eight seed, right? The Devils had a home ice advantage in this game seven.
Yeah.
They had a better regular season, and to me, you know, this was always a coin toss, Sean.
Well,
you said
it
was going seven.
Yeah, but say it. You think that the Ranger fans take being good for granted?
I do think there's a little bit of that. And again, I understand this because I correlate it to me being a Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. And there is a sense of entitlement when you're a Yankee fan. And I think it's the same thing with the Rangers. You know, Panarin's a free agent. Of course. Oh, hey, well, do you want to go to play on Long Island or do you want to play at Madison Square Garden? Yeah. Of course Panarin's going.
I also,
it's like there is a sense of entitlement and maybe they do take it for granted.
Yeah. And as much as we want to harp on the Rangers, I do think the Devils had a fucking amazing series.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They played their balls off.
They dropped the first two,
and they came out, and they had some fucking gusto.
And they won game seven at home.
Right, but gentlemen, listen, and that Trouba hit, that was a dirty hit. And, you know, it was just too late.
Is it a dirty hit?
I'm shocked that you think this is a dirty hit.
It was.
What part of it is dirty
Because it's shoulder on head.
He just lined him up to kill him.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
You don't think Meyer was just a little low in his crouch?
He was headhunting from the time he pivoted at the Pepsi sign. He was looking to kill somebody.
What happened was Trouba jumped off the bench and Meyer didn't see him. And then Meyer puts his head down for a second.
Trouba didn't jump off the bench because I saw him do a pivot. But I don't want to. Semantics is semantics, okay?
Fair enough.
The hit was too late, and
but you're saying too late
in the series.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna take a chance of possibly getting suspended,
yeah,
do it when not with 5 minutes, 6 minutes left in game.
Do it like Michael Bunting did to Chernak in game one or game two or
set
whatever it was. Yeah, and eliminate a threat.
By the way, and now you know when
Vinny Trocheck.
When you think about that hit, Sean, you were right. You called that
Vinny Trocheck.
No, that hit by Bunting
sparked it.
They at least won the series, right?
It's an afterthought.
Right.
He missed two games.
Yeah.
And then Keith scratched him in one, which was a dumb move, whatever.
Yeah.
But great team player.
Mm-hmm.
Great team player. So I'm bummed, and I also fucking I didn't get a role that was basically it was mine in a huge movie, huge summer movie, the biggest movie of the summer probably, Twisters. They're remaking Twister. It's called Twisters.
Mm-hmm. Sean was in the red zone.
I was know. In the fucking red zone.
Well,
bro.
Hey man, everything happens for a reason.
By the way,
something's
like
gonna pop.
I also told him, I said, buddy, this is just what it is. Yeah. That's not going to be the last time it's going to happen to you. In fact, it only gets worse. That's part of the acting, but it also will add to the joy when you get your big job.
No, but it's interesting you say that. Like, and when we refer to the game, like the levels get raised, right?
Correct.
The levels get raised. The disappointments.
The stakes.
Yeah, yeah. It's all. There's a correlation between it all. And so I got kicked in the nuts with the fucking Rangers and with Twisters.
You know, there was a number two actor or actress for like any of those Marvel roles.
Yeah. Right.
It's
right.
Generational altering money. Like it's this, we're in the business of disappointment.
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna pivot to the Toronto's.
You like that, Rod, right?
I'm just saying it's like it sounds like I'm being super negative, but it's
no,
true.
You've accepted it. You've accepted it. Guy's been doing
it. Is what it is, bro.
Since
is what
the
it 80s. Is.
Look up the commercial reel. We're segueing to what?
Into Toronto Panthers, but I want to get your guys' opinion. Carolina Devils, that's gonna be a fast paced series.
I wouldn't touch that one with a 10-foot.
I
have
either.
No
I,
idea.
Same.
Can I just start with Florida, Toronto, please?
Yeah, please.
The Florida Panthers are going to feed the Toronto Maple Leafs with a baby spoon. They're going to treat them like fucking children. It is going to be a railroad. Okay, where did that train crash in Ohio?
Yeah.
What was the town called?
I don't know.
That's what's going to happen here.
It wasn't a great incident.
No, it was terrible. Yeah. Terrible. The EPA, you know, we could put the tinfoil on,
it was
whatever.
A really, really, really bad
the
train
Florida
crash.
Panthers are going to shit kick annihilate the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I'm actually glad that the Leafs beat Tampa Bay so that they can get the beating that they're about to get.
Do you think that there's going to be a series win hangover for Toronto?
I think that the Florida Panthers...
I would hope not
I would
after
hope
the
not,
first round.
But like...
I would hope not, okay? I mean, but the Florida Panthers are a wagon. They are a wagon. A wagoneer, okay? Mm-hmm. Whatever wagon you want. Engine, fucking
listen,
wood.
Whenever you see an 8 seed making a little noise, it's hard to not.
But Kachuk's quotes, like the guy, they're not shying away from this. They're just getting hungrier.
Hey, talk about a leader.
Kachuk can rally
the troops, huh? And he does it both, I think, with the tone he sets in the locker room and his game.
It's interesting.
On and off ice.
It's interesting how
he's got a lot of confidence.
He does.
Well, when the DNA chain, you know, when the tree clicks, it really clicks. Like some great father and son duos.
Yeah, but also he probably super competitive with his brothers.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah,
that
well,
has a lot
well,
to do.
Shit,
imagine those battles in the basement. My goodness.
Yeah. What a house.
Jesus.
What a house.
By the way, Matthew
God
said
bless
that,
their mother too.
Brady beats the shit out of Matthew Kachuk 10 times out of 10.
Like it's not even close.
Not even close.
That's fine.
Yeah. Younger brother beats the older brother.
I mean, they're dogs, dude. Yeah. And that's the Adderall. The Adderall.
The
I like him because he takes a lot of zippies and he chews on his mouth guard.
Sean has a theory that because he chews on his mouth guard so much, he's on zips, and I'm here for that take.
No, it's true. That's There's no
amazing.
Other way. You're trying to calm the nerves. It's like
amazing.
It's a balancing act. So this
Steph
is,
Curry on the zips. He chews. He likes
does.
To chew
does
his
he
mouth
does.
Guard. Oh,
Steph,
my God.
Yeah.
I mean,
Steph shoots threes with his mouth guard.
And he's a very good golfer, which means his concentration level is high.
Probably zippies.
He's
I mean, it makes it makes sense. The hoop looks 20 feet big.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm not making a. I'm not calling this like.
That's what I'm saying.
Games,
I don't think
but
you can call.
Florida kills them. Kills them. In the end, they kill them.
You know what's interesting about Toronto too? Whenever they drop one, they're the team where everyone goes, "Are they in trouble?" You don't really see that in other series. When you drop one game, you know it's going to be a series. Toronto drops one,
everybody
quick
gets
on
nervous.
It. That might be because of the market.
Well,
but
no,
it seems
it's
like
22 years of failure.
How about this? Even the Devils and Carolina like would be kind of crazy to try to call that series. certainly for me. I just don't know enough.
Oh, that's going to be a fucking beautiful series.
Yeah.
But is it going to be a physical series? It's going to be, they're going to have to try to slow the Devils down, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I do wish Carolina had all their guys. I would like to see Teravainen in there.
It's funny. You want them hurt when you're playing them. But yeah, but
the matchup of Aho and Hughes, it's a good matchup.
I think Jersey beats them.
I do too.
I think Jersey beats them. I'm on a Jersey train. I can't believe I'm saying this.
Dude, the Islanders wore them down. They're bruised and battled.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but fuck, I really enjoy watching that team play. And I don't see red like Devil Red. I just see like, wow, fucking guys that are getting it.
Yeah.
Getting after
who's
it.
Who's the guy that got drilled from the Devils? Is it Meir?
Timo Meier.
Timo Meier.
Yeah.
Handshake line. He was back in.
He was back in for the handshake. Is there a psychological? What's the psychological effect after a vicious hit like that?
Well, he was probably rutted on adrenaline. I don't know if he came back and had a shift.
But I don't think he played.
I don't believe
he didn't.
He
came out for the. You know what? I'm gonna make the call. Timo Meier's fucking good to go.
I think so too.
But is there a psychological backlash to a hit like that?
I think he's young, and I think he's tough. I think he's fine.
Keep your head up in that neutral zone.
Keep your fucking head up, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, do us all a favor.
By the way, I love a good hit, and even when it's a little bit on the vicious side, but that just didn't look good. Bro.
Again, I will say...
Whether it's clean or dirty, whatever, but it just... The guy's fucking body folded in half, bro. It was scary. Looking.
Yeah, well, don't bring me back to it, because you know what I'll say? You know, Trouba, captain of the team. Bro, game seven, 2 minutes left. That's when you waited to do what you needed to do. Right. Shame on you, pal.
By the way, the Devils were on a power play. That would have made it a 5-on-3 in a 2-goal game.
Oh, you're right.
It's a reckless hit.
It's a stupid hit. Yeah, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
You
know, it's
funny. I turned to Zula. I said, "You see that? That guy just cost it. This guy just knocked his team out of the finals with that hit, or out of the game seven with that hit."
Yeah.
Because I thought for sure he was out of the game.
Yeah.
I thought it was a match penalty for sure.
It also really didn't do anything because they didn't call a penalty and the Rangers didn't fucking turn it up any at all.
And it was also weird when
they didn't react at all. You're right.
Yeah.
Shesterkin went down in that weird thing. Mm-hmm. But apparently, and I don't know if it's true, I didn't see this, but apparently Trouba kind of said to the bench, let's fucking go after that hit.
Good for him. Good. What a fucking hero. Right. Did you see the New York Ranger fan put a rear naked choke on the New Jersey Devil fan?
Did you see that, Scotty?
You DM'd me something. I didn't watch it in depth. No.
It was remarkable.
The Ranger fan was like very clearly saying to the guy, like, basically, probably telling him, like, yo, you don't want none
you don't
of this.
Want the
I
smoke,
assure
bro.
You, you don't want the smoke. And then he batted the dude's beer into the air, and he just simply wrapped it in and laid him down like a fucking fish.
Laid him down.
The guy fucking flopped around, spilling the beer on himself, looking like a fucking clown.
What a move.
After he was clearly the aggressor.
We'll put that in. There was also another one where two Gen Z bro Ranger fans are walking out, and the Devil fan is all in face paint, waving him away. I thought that was funny.
I saw that. I didn't think that was funny at all.
I didn't necessarily think it was funny, but I'm like, this one's going to have some legs. I knew that was going to be popping up today in the feeds.
You like that?
I just don't think you have your finger on the pulse of comedy. It was funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Have you seen Triangle of Sadness?
I have.
By the way, nothing against those kids, but I don't know that they were a fair representation of Ranger fans.
Right.
Do you watch Barry?
I love Barry.
I know you
I
do.
Could tell you that there are Ranger fans that guy wouldn't have done that to.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're going to wave your finger in somebody's face, there were guys there that you could have waved your finger in.
Well, that's jujitsu. I mean,
No, I'm talking about the Devil's guy that was waving to the kids.
Yeah.
Like, believe me, there's Ranger fans that would have snapped your hand right off your face.
Yeah, yeah, that could have been a problem.
And hey, the game we're watching right here behind us is from earlier this year. 1-1 game goes to overtime. Tavares has the game winner.
I don't care.
No, they can play. And also, hey, guys, if you're watching on YouTube, the audio version is available. I just like to set
this,
the set,
this is
set
coming
the scene.
From a guy
like
that,
set the
that
scene.
His team won the President's Trophy, and he still doesn't learn his lesson that he's talking.
But he's claimed a new team. We got to talk about this.
I have claimed a new team. And
so
like,
have I.
I'm trying to battle through my depression of the loss, Sean.
Yeah, me
and
too.
You're trying
bro.
To suck me back in.
No,
Scotty's going Dallas, bro.
Yep,
it's a good pick.
Max Domi, QSP fan.
You like him.
He's a fan of the show. I'm a fan of him. Let's go Dallas.
He's great.
And Segway. I like Tyler Seguin.
Okay. You love Seguin.
And
what
about and you're riding the Panthers, and I am officially I'm officially an Edmonton
Oiler. Oh, fuck, Kevin.
McDavy?
Kevin.
Now it's like, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is it for him. It's time that he put everybody on notice.
I guess you have a pass. You have his jersey hanging in your office.
Some might say there's boys.
Yeah, there's a connection. Okay, fine.
Sagan and I were running mates back in like 2012.
What does that mean?
what do you mean running mates?
We would go out, hit the town in Boston.
Oh.
Have a few beers.
The difference is between you and him, he also got up in the morning and went for his runs.
Yeah, I wasn't doing my plyometrics.
Yeah.
All right. Why, I like that. And lastly, while I have you here. So you're Dallas, Edmonton, you're the Florida Panthers. The guy broke his stick.
Connolly just wants to die on this hill.
I want you guys to acknowledge that sometimes I get things right.
Kevin,
and that
if you watch the clip and you don't see a visible break in the stick is not broken.
He broke a stick. And
you know the goalie sticks now are graphite, right?
There was a problem with the stick. His stick malfunctioned.
No, they're one piece. You know that, right?
Scotty, you saw it on the YouTube comments. People are backing me up.
Yeah, but I also see a lot of really bad YouTube comments that are inaccurate.
Well, because they might be talking about you in a positive way.
Some of them might be talking about me, but just you can't take a commenter's word as evidence.
Multiple commenters. Multiple people backed me on this. If anybody's listening can help prove this.
Yeah, and in closing.
And who was it? Who's the Oilers goalie? Not Campbell. Campbell was on the bench.
Well, it's your team.
Yeah, well,
I should know that. I got to start looking at the roster. Yeah.
Hey, by the way,
I should know more than Draisaitl and McDavid if I'm going to jump beyond
you. By the way, it's not your fault because no one knows who their goalie is.
Yeah.
So, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if anyone does, let us know.
Well, he broke his stick.
He didn't. It's a one-piece graphite stick. It's either broken.
Something happened.
Yeah, I got one last thing, just going back to the Bruins for the last time, and then we'll put a bow on it. Did you see the PSYOP in the Bruins game?
I saw Marchand crying.
What are you talking about?
Well, Marchand, yeah.
That's fucking embarrassing.
Because he's a warrior and a gamer, and he fucking, wears his heart on the sleeve.
What's the PSYOP?
So in the goal that tied it, they put up the goal before the goal was scored. The NHL put it up. It said goal. And then like 8 seconds later, they scored. I think
the scoreboard is far from perfect.
It could be an NFL, NHL script kind of thing. President's Trophy. Let's knock them off in the first round. And as you saw, the ratings on Boston and Florida Game 7 was like 3 million people tuned in. It was the highest watched game in the playoffs.
Whatever you're talking about is just you're on one right now.
I'm not on one.
What's past is prologue.
I mean, you're just talking crazy, bro.
Tenet.
You're talking crazy right
now.
No,
this is some Tenet shit. What's past is prologue.
Talking crazy right
The
now.
Protagonist. I love it.
Listen,
I love it.
There's no PSYOP.
There was.
You know, there was no PSYOP, bro. Last night on the Ranger game, I'm watching the Ranger game. I'm like, it's the third period. Why does the scoreboard say second period?
I know.
They
had a glitch. Well, that.
So you're saying they had a glitch that they hit the goal button before the goal?
So you're saying they knew that goal was coming? Are you implying that? Like, even
I
on
am.
This planet?
I am.
I know you don't believe that.
Nice
no
one, brother.
That.
I do believe
you're
it.
You're very grounded individual.
Nice one, brother.
I don't think you've seen the clip.
I believe it coming from this guy, PSYOP, but yeah.
NHL
fixed it.
Scotty stepped into the PSYOP dimensions at Fish.
I did.
Loves a good PSYOP.
Yeah, the Wookiees just morphed my brain.
Here we go. Round two. We'll see you soon.